Okay, tonight I'm going to, for our brief devotional, retread one part from Sunday night's sermon that we didn't have time to cover. It's from James 4 and verses 11 and 12. So James 4, 11 and 12, and I'll read those two verses and we'll explore just a little bit more. James 4, 11 and 12, there he says, "Do not speak evil of one another, brethren. He who speaks evil of a brother and judges his brother speaks evil of the law and judges the law. But if you judge the law, you're not a doer of the law, but a judge. There is one lawgiver who is able to save and to destroy. Who are you to judge another?" So we looked at some length on Sunday night at James 4:11, which tells us, "Do not speak evil of one another, brethren." And in our devotional, I'm going to cover a little bit more ground that we weren't able to cover in the evening sermon. The aspect that I want to cover is in James 4:12, where he says, "There's one lawgiver and judge who is able to save and to destroy. Who are you to judge one another?" So I want to dwell on this one lawgiver and judge who is able to save and to destroy. So I'll just make two observations. The first observation is this: there is a lawgiver and a judge, and it's not us. When we speak evil of another brother, another sister, we break a commandment. And I think James is referring to Leviticus 19:18. That's the commandment to love our neighbor as ourselves. And then that passage in Leviticus is tied closely to not speaking evil of another brother. And so when we speak evil, we break a commandment. When we tear down another, it's as if when we do that, it's as if we are exercising civil disobedience towards God's law, towards God's commandment. And so when we break his commandment, effectively, we're throwing off the law and saying, no, this is the law code that should be in place. We're rewriting the law code, saying my way is a better law. And James says to that, you're not the lawgiver. You're not the lawgiver. But there is a lawgiver. And so in the context of this, he's saying when we're eager to judge our brother or our sister, we're forgetting as we do that we are bringing ourselves under judgment by the real lawgiver. So James 5:9, just a few verses later, he warns us similar things. Do not grumble against one another, brethren. Don't speak evil. Don't grumble against one another, brethren, lest you be condemned. So as we condemn one another, he says, watch out, lest you be condemned by doing that. Behold, the judge is standing at the door. So James is speaking to the spirit that we find easy to fall into. It rises up very easily in us. It's kind of like Peter after the resurrection, when he looks over at John and he says, well, what about him? What about what he's doing or what should be doing, Jesus? What about him? But James is saying we don't need to speak evil. We don't need to. God is the judge, and he's not a judge who is way off in another district or way off on vacation, only circuit judging in your locale every 3 months. He's near. He's at the door. And James is telling us it's like this. You and your brother and sister, you're like siblings in the house. Maybe you're squabbling. But the picture is not just that you've got a sibling who's misbehaving. He says the picture is this: Dad is in the other room and the door is open. He can hear you fighting. There is a lawgiver and a judge. And it's not you. It's not us. So the second observation is this. This one lawgiver and judge, it says, is able to save and to destroy. The judge and lawgiver is able to save and to destroy. And in this, you've got a picture of the work of Jesus Christ in his first coming and in his second coming, to save and to destroy. So in his first coming, Jesus came to save. Remember, he said things like this about his first coming. I came to seek and to save the lost. He says, John 12, I did not come to judge the world, but to save the world. He says in John 3, for God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. Luke 9, he says, for the Son of Man did not come to destroy men's lives, but to save them. So in his first coming, Jesus came to save. Now, Jesus is coming twice. In his second coming, the coming that we look forward to, he comes to judge. He comes to judge. And so we're reminded of places like Acts 17, where it says, God has appointed a day on which he will judge the world in righteousness by the man whom he has ordained. He's going to judge the world by Jesus. Places like Romans 2, Paul says, in the day when God will judge the secrets of men by Jesus Christ. God's going to judge all of the secret things that haven't come to light, haven't been dealt with, by Jesus Christ, according to my gospel. 2 Corinthians 5:10, it says, for we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ, that each one may receive the things done in the body, according to what he has done, whether good or bad. There's this day that all of us are moving towards, hurtling forward to, and there will not be a single no-show for this court date. And it will be the judgment seat of Christ, where we all stand before him. And then finally, Romans 14, he says, why do you judge your brother? Why do we do this? Why do you show contempt for your brother? For we all shall stand before the judgment seat of Christ. Therefore, let us not judge one another anymore, but rather resolve this, not to put a stumbling block or cause to fall in our brother's way. So you've got all of these verses that give us a very solidified picture. Jesus in his first coming came to save. And as he returns again, he comes to judge. It will be a day of salvation as well. He will save all of those whose sins are cleansed by his blood. But he will come to judge those who reject his law, reject him. So with all of that picture of there is a judge and a lawgiver, he's coming to save and to destroy. How can we avoid speaking evil of one another? Well, it's when you're convinced that Jesus, the Savior, is near, is your Savior, you recall the great mercy he's shown to you, and you can afford to be merciful to your brother or sister. And when you're convinced that Jesus, the Judge, is near and is coming, that enables you to recall that he will judge the secrets of all people. And so we can afford to leave the judgment to him. We don't have to speak evil of one another. So we're called to look with hope, to look with patience for the coming of our Savior and Judge. As James said, who are we to judge one another?